Go right there. Hey, let me tell you about Underdog. Football playoffs are here. Underdog is the best place to get in all the gridiron action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick if your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right, and you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. We have more NFL playoff games coming up. I can't wait. More opportunities to get in on Underdog. Play them all. It just adds a little spice to everything. I am looking heavily at the Rams-Bears game. I'm going to be watching weather-related conditions, but the Bears have given up a lot of points, and they've scored a lot of points. The Rams' secondary isn't very good. They just came off a 37-34 over Carolina, 34-31, whatever it was, a three-point high-scoring game against Carolina. If the weather allows for it, this game will be just like that, and I would look for most of these numbers to go higher. So I will be looking to play right now Matthew Stafford higher, Puka Nacua higher, Caleb Williams higher. I'm going to be looking to play all those hires in the Rams-Bears game, and I'm also expecting the Rams to win the game. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets to underdogfantasy.com/play and get terms _DFS_.ABC for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLE or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Garnet and Gold. How are you, Garnet and Gold? Good to have you.
I'm good. So I was talking to Ramona about the Dead the Music Died song, American Pie.
Yeah.
And she said that it was another one she thought she had heard on a documentary. And I said maybe Marvin Gaye. And then I got to thinking it could have been Abraham, Luther, and John, which was Dion, I think, back in the early 70s. Or Cult's Personality is another one that mentions him in it, too. So I really don't know.
Dimensions what? What on earth are we talking about? I mean, Dimensions what?
The song, she's talking about that mentioned John F. Kennedy.
Okay, so she's looking for a song that mentions John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., etc.
Yeah, and that was the only ones I could think of. Cult of Personality, okay. Living Color, Dion, Abraham, Martin, and John, and then maybe a Marvin Gaye song, because he had a lot of songs about war and politics and stuff, too. So I don't really know. I really don't. I might have to, like, dig in and find that documentary and see, because I just can't. With the music knowledge I have, it's just kind of hard to pinpoint that.
Well, here's the good news. We don't care. what I mean is that was never had anything to do with this song, so it's like completely off subject now. So it
had nothing to do with the song.
Right.
The
so
song
you two can figure that out on your own. You can figure that
okay,
out.
Okay, we will. Yeah. Well, you know what you need to figure out? You need to watch Almost Famous.
Oh yeah, I know. It's right at the top of my list of things to do, Garden and Gold. It's right
I'm
there.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's the greatest movie.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. If you watch it and go, this sucked, then I'll buy you dinner wherever you want.
I'm gonna watch it real soon. Yeah.
No, you won't.
12th and
you've been saying that for how long?
12th
a couple
and
years.
12th
Come on now. Come on.
No, okay, man. I watched a little trailer. That was enough.
The trailer is nothing. Okay. Nothing. All trust right. me. It's all nothing. Right. But anyway, so this weekend, of all the games, and I think they're going to be good, but I think the game is going to be Houston and New England. The defenses, and I just, for some reason, it just feels like to me that could be the game that whoever wins that game is the one who's going to go to the
I can
AFC
see that. I think
game.
The defenses are both
the Super Bowl, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the defenses are both elite. I think right now the concern is the way CJ Stroud played last night. There were some throws that Stroud made that were terrific. There was one where he stepped up in the pocket and he's on the move and he threw a 46-yard strike down the field and he couldn't place it any better. But that's what he did as a in his first year all season long. The problem is the rest of it. There, at the start of the game, his ball security was atrocious. I mean, I don't know who he thinks he's playing. He's playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL playoffs. You have got to protect the football. You can't be letting the ball get knocked out of your hand every 2 seconds. So I think gradually he came to understand that during the game, and he was lucky because the game could have ended at that point if the Steelers weren't so inept offensively themselves. But I thought all game, I think Aikman was right. He just wasn't accurate. I mean, there were balls that his receivers could have caught, but Stroud did not hit them in stride, and they're just not accurate throws. And he's got to be way sharper than that if they're going to beat a New England team that's competent on both sides of the football. He's going to have to play much better than that. Now, I thought their run game was really good. And
Run game was great.
I thought Marks was super explosive. And the offensive line, I thought, did a good job. But it's going to come down to whether C.J. Stroud plays like C.J. Stroud, the actual C.J. Stroud, or the imposter. Mm-hmm. Because if he does, then Houston can absolutely go to New England and win. In fact, they will win. If Stroud is right, they'll go to New England and win. If he's wrong, then the Patriots will win the game.
Yeah. I mean, May didn't play his best game last game either.
No.
But still, but between the two of them, I think they're both great quarterbacks. I've loved C.J. Stroud for, you know, back when he was in college.
Yeah, as did I. He clearly should have been the first pick of the draft. He was unbelievable as a rookie. Honestly, I'm going to tell you something. I've never said this on air. He got mixed up with some chick that I think was not in his best interest, and since then, man, I think he's been a different dude, and I don't know what the status of that little deal is now, but if she's still hanging around, I hope he dumps her before the game in New England.
He needs to. women will ruin. Sorry, Ramona, but women will ruin a career. I know this firsthand, trust me. I was married at one time, and I got a long story about that, and I'm going to say on the air, women will ruin your goals.
Hey, Ramona, do you notice how many alimony payers we have as listeners to the show?
Yeah.
We got the one dude.
I didn't have to pay alimony.
Well, we got the one dude.
Child support, but not alimony.
He's paying too many, and then Rudy has sworn off women altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rudy's done.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have to pay alimony at least.
Yeah.
Child support I did. Alimony I got lucky on because of the whole situation. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But last thing, I guess Denver's kind of right now we're treading water without having Jokic in there. Hopefully he'll get back by the end of the month. That's I'm hoping so much because we just haven't looked this. I mean, he's to me the best player in the NBA. I mean, you can say what you want to about SGA or whatever, but honestly, how many MVPs should Jokic have in a row that he didn't get? Five?
Well, SGA was the rightful MVP last year.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, okay, I'll concede that because they did win the championship and he was the, but still, I mean, I'm partial, of course. But
White Sox fan.
Let's not talk about that. The funniest thing ever was
Ramona thought when she first learned you were a White Sox fan, Ramona thought that franchise was defunct. She didn't think that franchise existed.
I did. I thought, you know, it's from back in the 20s.
You
and they
tell me this every time I call.
It's so funny.
I tell everybody I know, I'm like, if I call Walt, the first thing he's going to say is, how the White Sox doing? Oh, and Ramona didn't think they were a team. Yeah, I know. And it hurts me. It hurts me as a White Sox fan, but you know what? I'm still a White Sox fan, just like I'm still a Florida State fan, and we're in the same boat.
And say hello to Louis Aparicio. What year did he die?
I think he's dead. I think he died in the 90s.
Yeah, he's way dead.
Or the 80s. Yeah, he's been going. Hey, I still got Frank. Big Frank
That's
Thomas.
Right. That's Frank my boy. Thomas.
My favorite. Yes, my favorite of all time.
Dick Allen died recently, right? Dick Allen died in the last year or so, right?
Yeah. I like Dick Allen too. Didn't I liked him. You know, we don't have a lot of great players, but you know what?
Oh yeah,
it's still my team, and I will support just like I do everybody else.
Wilbur Wood.
Good,
Wilbur
bad,
Wood. Wilbur Wood, a great Chicago White Sox trivia question answer. Wilbur Wood is the only pitcher in baseball history, or at least the last pitcher in baseball history, to start both games of a doubleheader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a knuckleballer, right. Wilbur Wood.
Yeah, that's why he started two games, because knuckleball don't.
You're right. And Ramona, this is the franchise of Walt No Neck Williams, who Ramona looked up one day.
It
is.
No Neck.
Yes, Walt.
Love No Neck.
It's Walt No Neck Williams, one of the great names in baseball history.
Tell her about the 3'2" guy we put in the pitch.
Oh, yeah, the midget. Bill Veeck. Yeah, they
exactly.
Bill Veeck, the owner of the White Sox, was theatrical in nature, and he had a little person come to the plate one time, Ramona, with the goal of just walking. Yeah.
Yeah. Disco Demolition's another one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of there's a lot of crazy stuff the White Sox owners have done in their years, and it's just, you know, whatever.
Veeck was the craziest of all of them, but yeah, 100%.
He was. Yep. He was. All right, man. Good talk to you. I'll let you go.
I'm sorry all your teams suck, Garnet Eagle, except maybe Denver.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Sorry. Our condolences. We care about you deeply, and we hate that all your teams just suck out loud. I mean, you know, my life as a Mets fan sucks, but I could be a White Sox fan.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it could be far worse. Although I don't know. Some people wrote me today with a couple names the Mets are interested in. That'd be nice, I guess. I don't know what you're saying. I just settle down there. We have a few more things to get to before the end of the show. If you missed it earlier. Ramona, did you put your the poll? We haven't even touched on the poll. What's going on? Let's get a poll update. We haven't even talked about it, so I don't know. Maybe like three people voted. Go to the roarfm.com. Follow the poll prompt. Vote in the poll. I want to know who the best team in the last 60 years of college football is, and I think we have six possible answers. Is that right? Six possible answers.
That is correct.
Okay, so read the question and everything, and give me the response numbers.
Okay, the question is, who is the greatest college football team in the last 60 years?
Yeah.
No homer picks.
Yeah, no homer picks.
Okay, the first choice is 1995 Nebraska. They have 21.1.
Okay, and that's the Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips, Nebraska team. And they demolished Florida in the national championship game. I want to say it was 62-24 in a game that wasn't that close. And both quarterback and running back, both Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips, each rushed for over 200 yards in that game. I mean, it was as big a physical bully beatdown as we have ever seen in the world of college football. I mean, two 200-yard runners in the same game.
The next choice is 2001 Miami. They got 36.8.
I'm sorry, what?
2001 Miami got 36.8.
Really?
Yep.
I am stunned at that. Again, I think that team was the most talented team of all time, but there's no way they were the best team. They just, from a practical standpoint, I mean, they had a tough game against Boston freaking College. I mean, I don't buy that. I mean, I think from a strictly talent standpoint, they were the most talented team of all time, but I would vote them last among those teams in terms of what I think they actually were. I would vote them last. They would have been my last choice. Again, I recognize the talent, but in terms of their dominance, I don't think it compares to the other teams. I don't. Again, if you ask me who the most talented team of all time is, that it's them. But I just don't think they played to it.
The next one is 2018 Clemson. They got 21.1.
Okay. I mean, that's, you know what? First of all, it's Clemson fans being reasonable. I mean, I think you can make a legitimate case for 2018 Clemson. I do. I think that's probably where they should be in the vote. The one that I'm shocked at is the Miami thing. I'm actually sort of stunned at that. All right.
2019 LSU got 15.8%.
I'm not surprised at that. I think there's a little resentment here about 2019 LSU. because first of all, it came the year after Clemson. I think there are a lot, and remember 2019, LSU beat Clemson, and I think there are a lot of people here who feel that 2018 Clemson would have beaten LSU. I think you can make that argument. I personally think 2019 LSU probably would have won the game, but I think it would have been a really good game, a very competitive, very good game. I mean, you would have been looking at 31-28, something like that. It would have been that type of game. Either way. I think Clemson was the more complete team. LSU was the better offensive team. And LSU's defense had improved dramatically by the end of the season. Dramatically.
The next one is 1971 Nebraska, 5.3%.
Yeah, again, that was a late entry. And it was Freeway Ralph that added that. That should have been on there to begin with, though. That definitely should have been there. Georgia fans wanted 2021 Georgia to be added. I thought of that, but I elected not to. I could have, and it wouldn't have been for the defense. It would have been for Stetson Bennett. The story about Stetson Bennett gets more cloudy by the moment, by the year, and I don't get it. I mean, he's the guy who won the titles for Georgia. It wasn't the defense. It was Stetson Bennett. And this notion that somehow he was carried to the title. I heard somebody call recently on one of the shows. I guess it was probably the Quack and Ben. That's all I really get to listen to now. But somebody called and said, or maybe it was a text or something, talking about Stetson Bennett and how he was just sort of a guy. And nothing could be further from the truth. He was elite. He's elite as a college quarterback. He belongs in the College Football Hall of Fame. I mean, it's just a shame that he isn't, as the rules are presently constituted. I mean, he won Georgia two national titles, and he won those games. And he won it against the number one and two picks of the NFL draft. He outplayed Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. He outplayed both of them to win those games. I mean, you know, that's what he did. In the game against Ohio State, where they were down and out, he threw for over 200 yards in the fourth quarter of that game to win the game. And yet somehow we don't want to acknowledge him. Well, look, he's the main difference between Georgia now and Georgia then. That's the reality, but people don't want to admit to that. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the Upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstrap difference. Serving the Upstate since 1935. That's nuts. Family owned and operated across four generations. A+ rating with a Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today. 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. It's Gilstrap Roofing. All right, don't go anywhere because Clemson basketball, another big game against Boston College coming your way right now.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. QUO.com/SPORTS.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-866-